In the latest in area news, two men were injured in a single vehicle crash on I-29 northbound on Wednesday. The Iowa State Patrol reports the crash occurred at the 78-mile marker at about 11:20 p.m. A 1999 Ford F-150 driven by 35-year-old Paul A. Vail of Council Bluffs lost control and wrecked. Vail and a passenger, 61-year-old Jeffrey W. Nielsen, were both injured during the crash. Nielsen was flown by UNMC helicopter to UNMC in Omaha. Vail was transported by Missouri Valley Fire and Rescue to Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs. Nielsen was not wearing a seatbelt during the crash, and Vail's life was believed to be saved by having his seatbelt on. Vail was being investigated for being intoxicated while driving. At their meeting last night, the Atlantic City Council set the dates for fireworks usage in the city. The ordinance that's currently in place allows fireworks use on July 3rd, 4th, and 5th. The council decided at the meeting that they would shift the dates to July 2nd, 3rd, and 4th this year due to the 4th being on a Saturday. The idea was to alleviate having fireworks discharged on a Sunday. The hours on those set dates for usage will be noon until 11 p.m. each day. The council also decided they will set the dates for fireworks discharge in the city on an annual resolution basis. The council also reminded residents that the annual city fireworks display will be held on July 3rd at the AMU Well Fields next to the Atlantic Little League Complex. KJAN News Time is 7:08.
Behind this mask are mothers and fathers, nurses and doctors, family and friends. Behind the mask are the helpers, the healers, the strong. Behind the mask is a shared spirit of hope and resilience. Because behind the masks are the neighbors who are always here for you at Cass County Health System.
In other area news, no one was injured during an accident on Wednesday in Red Oak. At 12:20 p.m., Red Oak police were called to the accident in the 500 block of East Sunset Avenue. After investigation, it was determined that a 2010 Chrysler Sebring driven by Riley Brian Karen of Creston was westbound on Sunset Avenue and became distracted by his phone. He struck a legally parked 2019 Chevy Silverado owned by Mark Schneider of Red Oak. Karen rear-ended the pickup and rolled it across the street where it came to rest in a yard. Karen did not sustain any injuries. The Silverado was functional and driven from the scene with an estimated $3,000 damage. The Chrysler had to be towed from the scene and was considered a total loss, sustaining an estimated $7,000 damage. Karen was cited for no insurance and was arrested for driving while suspended. Healthy Cass County has been encouraging farmers and gardeners to grow a little more food this year to share with others, called Grow Another Row Cass County. It's a campaign encouraging residents to grow and share more food this year. This week, the group is releasing produce drop-off and pickup schedules. And Master Gardener LaVon Eblin said, "We work to get sites across the county, and there will be drop-off through September 20th, and then, of course, pickup dates available." You can check out this story on our News and Ag Outdoor pages for a different graphic that shows both of those drop-off and pickup times. There will be drop-off and pickup sites in Anita, Atlantic, Cumberland, Griswold, and in Lewis. The 2020 Farm Progress Show will go on in Boone from September 1st through the 3rd with a few modifications due to the pandemic. The annual outdoor event alternates between Boone and Decatur, Illinois. It regularly attracts up to 150,000 visitors. Farm Progress Show organizers say while state fairs have canceled due to the loss of money-making attractions, the Farm Progress Show is a business event that gives farmers a chance to see equipment up close. According to the news release, there will be accommodations due to the pandemic like hand sanitizer stations, plus streets set up on the field in Boone will be one way for better physical distancing. There's no mention of staggered or limited admission, but there is a reference to new all-secure standards, which suggests that face masks may be recommended and handshakes discouraged. The University of Iowa says it will keep its regular fall semester calendar when classes resume, but students will switch to online classes after going home for the Thanksgiving break. The fall semester in Iowa City will begin August 24th and ending on December 18th. University of Iowa student body president Connor Wolf says he is glad they will have face-to-face classes and understands how bringing students back is a risk.
That's the thing we have to really look at. Even within coming back in August 24th, right, like the idea that we are bringing students back from across the country And within that, we're bringing students back from across a variety of different COVID situations.
He said they will be bringing back students once again around the area. And Wolf says a big key will be making sure that the proper precautions are taken when students do return.
We're really trying to look at, as a university and as a student government, how can we continue to require and encourage public health regulations and recommendations.
He says getting back to campus is important to everyone. He hopes that they will get everyone to follow those safety guidelines that are put in place.
Any way we can have that experience, but also maintaining a safe campus is what we're looking for. But there's definitely that itch to be back.
Iowa State and UNI have decided to start classes 1 week earlier and end the fall semester the day before Thanksgiving. Administrators at those schools say they want to avoid having the students go home for the holiday and possibly be exposed to the virus and then return back to campus. The mother of a teenager killed in a homecoming night motorcycle crash in October has sued in an effort to get records of the crash investigation. The lawsuit said Michelle Vaccaro of Ankeny has substantial concerns about the way in which the Polk County Sheriff's Department conducted the investigation into the death of her 17-year-old daughter, Jordan Leon. The Des Moines Register reported her lawsuit, which names defendants Polk County and Sheriff Kevin Schneider, alleges the department refuses to give her the reports even though the case has been closed. And the Internal Revenue Service is renewing its warnings for Iowans to be aware of crooks who are trying to pry away their personal financial data. IRS criminal investigator Steve Slozenik says more cons are appearing every week during the pandemic. He said, as you know, scammers will take advantage of any situation they can to make money, and a worldwide health pandemic is no different. Criminals are sending out bogus emails and texts claiming to have a cure for COVID-19, or they're pretending to be the IRS agent seeking personal identification so taxpayers can receive their coronavirus stimulus checks. That's a look at some of the latest news. We'll look at funeral announcements next, Newstime 714.
When you're sick or concerned about your health, we want you to reach out to us at Cass County Health System. We have traditional in-person appointments available at Atlantic Medical Center, our surgery clinic, rehabilitation services, and more. For some patients, we can also see you using a telehealth appointment from the comfort of your own home. For expecting moms or parents who need to keep their kids on track with checkups and immunizations, we have two WellCare clinics staffed just for you. Call us at 712-243-3250 to talk with us about your health care needs and appointment options. During this time, getting the care you and your family need might look a little different, but it hasn't changed the fact that your neighbors will always be here for you at Cass County Health System.
In your funeral announcements, Rose Ann Larson Poldberg, age 90, of Kimbleton, died Sunday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. A Celebration of Life Memorial Graveside Service for Rose Ann Larson Poldberg will be held today at 11 a.m. in the Emmanuel Lutheran Cemetery in Kimbleton. Kessler Funeral Home Audubon has arrangements. Alice B. Leyland, age 96, of Atlantic, died November 14th at Atlantic Specialty Care. Graveside Memorial Services for Alice B. Leyland will be held Friday at 10 a.m. at the Atlantic Cemetery. Roland Funeral Home Atlantic has arrangements. Dale Killian, age 97, of Orient, died Thursday at the Greater Regional Health Center in Creston. A public graveside service for Dale Killian will be held at the Greenfield Cemetery in Greenfield on Friday at 11 a.m. Steen Funeral Home Greenfield has arrangements. Craig Robert Olson, age 41, of Griswold, died on Sunday at his home in Griswold. A memorial visitation for Craig Robert Olson will be held on Saturday at 10 a.m. to noon at the Reekin Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. A private family interment will be held at the Griswold Cemetery at a later date. Daryl Leib, age 84, of Audubon, formerly of Kimbleton, died Wednesday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Graveside services for Daryl Leib will be held Saturday at 10:30 a.m. at the Bethany Lutheran Cemetery in Kimbleton. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton has the arrangements. And Larry Van Horn, age 77, of Guthrie Center, died Thursday at home. Graveside services for Larry Van Horn will be held on Saturday at 2 p.m. in the Union Cemetery at Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home Guthrie Center has the arrangements. That's a look at your latest news and funeral announcements on KJAN, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital, and Atlantic. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.